We are on board an Army mechanized landing craft, a 73-foot boat the Army designates as an LCM-8. The Army Reserve invited us, along with a dozen or so senior corporate leaders from across the country, as this unit from the 359th Transportation Battalion performs drills. Reserve officials say they wanted to give companies who've already shown their support for reservists a chance to see firsthand at least one of the training missions they perform when they put on their uniforms.
We actually push equipment from the larger Navy vessels onto the shore. So we are a logistics over the shore type of unit.
That's Lieutenant Colonel Angela Wanamaker, the 359th's commander. She says they can transport just about anything from ship to shore.
We have large Army vessels, and we have a large Army barge crane also. So if there's a tank on a vessel, a Humvee or any type of smaller vessels, we can lift those vessels onto larger vessels and take them from the Navy vessels onto the shore. The Navy vessels, most cannot reach shallow water. We can go into shallow water. We can do bare beach operations. Most people don't know that there are vessels in the Army. So hopefully we're here to share the Army vessel experience.
All right, crew, cast off all lines.
The boat trip along the Potomac River wasn't strictly related to the Reserve's new push for partnerships with industry, but leaders did hope to showcase the missions that reservists perform for corporate leaders. The Public-Private Partnership Initiative, what officials call P3I, is the brainchild of Lieutenant General Jeffrey Talley, who took over as the Chief of the Army Reserve just over a year ago.
What I started realizing was what makes the Army Reserve such a great deal for America, because we're 6% of the Army's budget for over about 20% of the force. Well, it's because of our civilian acquired skills. What we do in the civilian sector tends to correlate very closely to what we do in the Army Reserve. So I started thinking, well, we've got these great employers that support our programs. Why don't we take it to the next level and create a private-public partnership initiative where they can help us advance the individual readiness and leader readiness of all of our soldiers and civilians in the Army Reserve, and also help us in the unit readiness piece when we particularly deploy units overseas to do combat support and service support training missions that we might do in Africa or Central South America. It just seemed like a natural fit, because any solution you have in the future that's going to involve more money from the government is probably a bad idea, because the government isn't going to have the money.
The Reserve has had an interface with its members' civilian employers for a long time through its Employment Partnership Office, but those programs have focused mainly on boosting the individual readiness of individual reservists. Talley says this partnership is about increasing the readiness of entire military units using, in part, private resources. The first project has just started in Africa.
Who's the largest employer in Africa? Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola, I think, spent over $200 million on water projects in recent years. So they're very interested in water. So the Army Reserve recently joined the Water Partnership Organization, which is a private-public partnership where they have the State Department, they have federal agencies, and they have a large number of private companies. Coca-Cola provides money to them, and they turn around and do water projects. The Army Reserve, we go over and do Title 10 training, train ourselves. I pay the salary for the soldiers because they have to go on annual training to do their training. But all the bill materials, all the extra supplies, all the extra stuff you would need to de facto do the project that you're working on, let's say it's a water project, could be paid for by Water Partnership, which includes money from Coca-Cola, the State Department, etc. So my folks get great training. They develop a water project, which involves logisticians and engineers, medical folks. But most of the bill is not paid for by the Department of Defense. Most of the bill is paid for by the non-DOD. But everybody wins. The State Department and the DOD cooperate very closely. The private sector and not-for-profit work closely together with the partnership.
The initiative's just getting off the ground, but Talley says the Reserve's already working on plans for similar projects in South and Central America. And leaders see the project as not just a chance to boost training opportunities for its soldiers, but also to continue to develop relationships with corporations who can provide those soldiers with civilian jobs. Bill Andre, who leads the Veterans and Reservists Employee Interest Group at Procter & Gamble, says his company doesn't need convincing. He says Army Reservists are a good fit at his company, in part because they're available across the country.
So typically when we're looking for technical people that want to be in, say, for example, Mahoopany, Pennsylvania. And most people, when I say Mahoopany, Pennsylvania, will go, where's that? And then some people, you know, a very small percentage, say, oh my God, Mehoopany, Pennsylvania, that's where I'm from, and I want to live there for the rest of my life, you know. And so that's kind of the thing we're looking for is people, very highly technical people that want to go to a specific place and work in one of our manufacturers. Because we don't hire for a job, we hire for a career. When people come to PNG, we promote from, very similar to the military, we promote from within, right? So you're not going to become, you know, a four-star general, you know, by coming in from industry. You're not going to come into PNG from anywhere else. We promote from within, and so it's a very similar kind of environment that folks are used to. And again, we want to have folks that are in it for the long term.
So. On the Potomac River in Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.